我谢谢牧师让我继续在讲台上学习怎么样侍奉。
Thank the pastor for giving me the opportunity to continue to learn how to serve at the pulpit.
也但愿神带领今天早上能够忠心的把他自己的话语跟大家分享。
And may the Lord lead me to be faithful in sharing His word today.
10年前的六月份的第一个礼拜。
The first week of June 10 years ago.
我们教会在这一个地方做我们第一次的聚会。
Our church started our first meeting right here.
所以在今年的六月第一个礼拜，我们会庆祝我们教会10周年。
So in the first week of June this year, we'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary.
10年不是一个很短的一个时间。
10 years is not a very short time.
就在我们教会里面，10年有很多的变化。
Even if within our church for the past 10 years, many things happen.
我们可以看一下10年以前第一个崇拜在这里的弟兄姐妹，现在还有哪些人
？We can just look back. 10 years ago, there are many brothers and sisters. Who were they?
哦，现在有很多新的弟兄姐妹、朋友们与我们在一起。
And now we have many new brothers and sisters with us.
我们常常听到有些弟兄姐妹们说，这10年我们教会的成长怎么样
？Very often we hear brothers and sisters ask, "What's the progress for our church in this 10 years?"
我们怎么样来衡量我们的成长
？How do we evaluate our progress?
是by人数有多少
？By number of people?
还是看我们？大家受洗的人有多少
？Or the number of baptism.
所以，在不久以前，我相信查经班也好，或者是团契也好，礼拜五晚上都在看以弗所书。
Not long ago, I believe the Bible study group and also fellowship started on the Bible study.
有一天礼拜五晚上，我们正好看以弗所书第4章。
And one evening we were reading Ephesians chapter 4.
我们有很好的讨论。
We had very good discussion.
那个时候我突然间想到。
At that time, suddenly dawned on me.
一个最好能够衡量个教会的成长，是我们有没有在主里面合一。
That the best way to evaluate the progress, the growth of a church is.Whether we are united in the Christ, in Christ.
也许不是说有没有。
Maybe we shouldn't say whether we have it or not.
而是说有多少的合一。
But rather, how much unity do we have?
所以我就想，就利用这个时间跟大家分享。
That's why I'd like to use this time to share with you.
那么刚刚我们已经念过了，现在请大家再打开以弗所书第4章。
Please keep Ephesians chapter 4 open in your Bible.
虽然我们念的是六节经节哈。
Even though we just read the first 6 verses.
可是我想今天跟大家分享就是从第1节到第3节。
But I just want to share with you the first 3 verses today.
那么这里有跟大家分享3个主题。
And I have 3 themes.
第一个。
First.
是合一的道理。
The rationale for unity.
第二个是合一的表现。
The second is manifestation of unity.
第三个是合一的基础。
And thirdly is foundation of unity.
合一的道理，也就是说我们为什么要合一。
The rationale for unity means that why do we need unity?
那么我们看这个第4章的第1节，我来念。
Let's read chapter 4 verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。蒙召这两个字
calling
让我思想到我们为什么要合一。
Makes me think of the reason for unity.
我们首先来思想蒙召。
First, let's look at the calling.
你为什么会变成基督徒？
Why have you become a Christian?
你可能说我相信我是罪人。
Maybe you say I admit I'm a sinner.
我要忏悔。
And I have to repent.
我要信主。
I to believe in the Lord.
我相信只有主能够拯救我。
And I believe only the Lord can save me.
那么我就问你，你为什么会相信你是罪人？
Then I'll ask you, why do you acknowledge that you are a sinner?
那么你说我是因为听了道，念了圣经，我才发觉。
And then you answer that after I listened to the sermons and after I read the Bible, then I knew.
那我再问你，你怎么会听了道？
Then I'll ask you, how come you get to hear the sermon?
我可以继续问你，为什么？为什么？
为I can continue to ask you many why.
你会想到到最后有一点。
And then maybe eventually we get to a point.
你能够听得到。
That the fact that you can hear the word.
你能够了解你是罪人。
You can understand that you're a sinner.
不是靠你自己。
It's not through yourself.
是神对你的呼召。
It's God's calling for you.
是神让你知道你是罪人。
It's God letting you know.
神把他的福音告诉你。
God lets you know you're a sinner, and that's God's calling.
我们只是对神的呼召有一个反应。
And our part is just to respond to the calling.
那么你想想看，神呼召你干什么？
And then you can continue to think, why does God even call you?
我们可以从很多方面看。
We can look at from many
回答这个问题。
比如
说，神呼召我做门徒。
God calls me to be a disciple.
神呼召我要信他。
God calls me to believe in him.
神呼召我做圣徒。
God calls me to be a saint.
神呼召我要圣洁等等。
God calls me to be holy.
还有一点我们很少思想到。
And there's one point we rarely thought about.
也就是保罗在以弗所书这里说的。
And that is what Paul tells us in Ephesians.
神呼召我们做什么？
What does God call us?
神呼召我们到在主耶稣基督的身体里面的合一。
Jesus, God calls us to be united in the body of Christ.
我们很少思想这个问题。
We seldom think of this.
你可能说合一不难。
Maybe you would say, oh, it's not difficult to have unity.
只要每个人都跟我同意。合一不难。
As long as everybody agrees with me.
你以为我是开玩笑？
Do you think I'm just jesting?
可能听起来好像是开玩笑。
Maybe you think it's I'm jesting.
Actually, 抱歉抱歉。实际上，我们多少人会这么想？
But actually, how many people would think like that?
你不跟我同意，我们就不合一。
If you don't agree with me, we won't have unity.
这是我们一种很自然的反应。
This is our natural response.
所以保罗告诉我们，这个合一，教会的合一，不是由我们来创造。
Therefore, Paul is telling us that unity of the church is not from ourselves.
在基督身体的合一，也就是教会的合一。
The unity in Christ is the same as unity in church.
对不对？
Am I right?
教会就是基督，基督就是教会。
Church is Christ and Christ is church.
那么教会的合一很早以前就已经有了。
And the unity of the church existed a long time ago.
在第一世纪五旬节的时候，教会就已经成立了。
In the first century, during Pentecost, when the church was established.
那么教会的合一在那个时候就已经立了基础。
And then its foundation was established at that time.
所以我们被呼召。
And therefore, when we are called,
我们有了反应
we have a response to
我们进到了教会的基督的身体
and we come into the body of Christ,
我们就要有一个合一的生活
and we should live in unity.
这是保罗说我们要怎么样与我蒙召的恩相称
That's what Paul said that we should live worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
我们看一下第一世纪教会的合一是怎么样表现的
Let's look at the manifestation of unity for the first century church.
我们看到《使徒行传》第二章
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章第四十二节
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
找到以后我来念哈
Okay, and we will read it.
四十二节其实我要从四十一节开始念
Starting from verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约千了三千人。 第四十二节，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，托饼，祈祷。然后我念第四十四节，信的人都在一处，凡物公用。这里我就强调，遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，信的人都在一处，凡物公用。啊，交接是什么意思？
Verse 42 says they are continually devoting themselves to apostles' teaching and to fellowship. What does fellowship mean?
就是大家在一起吃饭，在一起擘饼，彼此互相安慰，彼此互相扶持。
That means they eat together, they break bread together, they pray, they encourage and support each other.
后面说信的人都在一处，凡物公用。这个并不表示是共产主义哈。
Verse 44 says that all the believers were together and had all things in common. Now this is not communism.
这个是什么呢？
What does it mean?
这是一个互爱的表现。
This shows the love for each other.
凡是我有的都跟大家分享。
All that I have, I share with others.
所以这个是当初教会的一个状况。
So this is one of the conditions of the church at that time.
所以换句话说，我们被神呼召，
In other words, when we are called by God,
我们就不得不过一个合一的生活。
We have no choice but live in unity.
合一的生活也是神的一个命令。
The life of unity is also a command of God.
你怎么知道？
How do I know?
我们看诗篇133篇，这是很熟的一个诗篇。
Let's look at Psalm 133. It's a familiar psalm, but it's short.
我来念就好，一共三节。
And then we'll read the Psalm.
这是大卫的诗篇。
David's song.
你假如看这个中文的小字是大卫上行之诗哈。
Before the song is described as the song of ascent of David.
这也就是说，当以色列人每一年有三个大的假期的时候，他们要去以色列朝圣的时候所唱的。
This is sung during the three major festivals of the Jews when they will go to Jerusalem.
他这里说，我来念。看哪，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美，就好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在西安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。我现在请师母念第一节。
I read first verse. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
英文的翻译是住在一起怎么样 ？Unity。中文的翻译是弟兄和睦同居。那这里强调的是合一，因为英文的翻译是用的 unity。
The English translation is unity.
你没想到这个合一有多美
？How pleasant is this unity?
有多么善
？How good?
这种善，这种美，没有办法用我们自己的言语来形容。
We cannot describe how good and how pleasant it is in our own words.
有人说这个大卫写这个背景，什么事情我们不知道，可是有两种不同的背景。
Somebody suggested that there are two backgrounds to this psalm when David wrote it.
一个背景可能是我们知道大卫是做王的时候是刚刚好以色列人经过士师时的一段期间以后。
The first background suggested was that David became king after the period of judges.
在这个士师的时代，可以说是以色列人历史上最黑暗、最混乱、最不合一的一个时代。
During the period of the judges, it's the darkest time of confusion and wars to Israelites.
这个士师这本书的最后一节经节是说以色列人各按照自己的意义行事。
And the last verse in Judges said the Israelites did whatever they liked.
可能是大卫在这个时候，他们是统一的王国，他是一个王，他大概希望大家可以合一，用神的话语来勉励。
So maybe when David was king, he wanted to have unity among his people, and so used God's word to encourage people.
也可能因为大卫感觉到他自己家里面的问题。
Or maybe David felt the need in his own home.
我们知道大卫犯了罪。
We knew that David sinned.
神给他的后果是刀剑不离开他的家。
And therefore God said the sword and the war will not leave his family.
他的儿子跟他的儿子彼此互相争杀。
His sons will kill each other.
最后他的儿子都叛变他。
And then later on, his sons will rebel against him.
也许他看到这种挣扎，这种彼此之间的分离，他想到需要合一。
Maybe he just saw this dissension and disunity in his family, and he stressed unity.
也许我们可以用这个机会思想我们教会的状况如何。
And maybe we can use this opportunity to think about the condition of our church.
我们多么希望像诗篇133篇所说的那种合一的状况。
How we want to have this unity as described in Psalm 133.
大卫用两种情形来形容。
David used two conditions to describe this.
第一，就好像什么，贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须。 这是表示是神的祝福。
First, it's like a precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. It's symbolizing God's blessing.
又好像黑门的甘露降在锡安山上。
It's like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion.
高贵的油是祝福, 那么甘露呢, 是让人能够复兴, refreshing.
The precious oil means blessing, and then the dew is refreshment.
这是第三节说耶和华所命定的福。For
there the Lord commanded the blessing.
换句话说，合一是我们的福。In
other words, unity is our blessing.
这也是神的荣耀。And
also God's glory.
这是我们应该有的。And
that's what we should have.
我很感谢牧师给我们选的这个经句来背，是在约翰福音第17章。
I really thank the pastor for choosing the verses to be memorized from John 17.
有人说约翰福音17章应该说是真的主的祷告文呢。
People describe this as the real Lord's Prayer.
我们现在翻到17章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
我们不必再念十七，刚刚牧师要我们背的，可是我请大家看一下第17章的第11节。
I'd like you to look at chapter 17, verse 11.
这里也谈到合一。
Here it talks about unity also.
这里说，我今后，我从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去，圣父啊。 求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我们应该合一，像三位一体的真神的合一一样。We
should have unity just like a unity between the triune God.
神的合一是他的荣耀。The
unity of God is his glory.
我们的合一也是神的荣耀。
And our own glory is also God's glory.
也是我们的荣耀。
And our own unity is also God's glory and our own.
神召我们要合一。
God calls us to be to have unity.
不但彰显他的荣耀。
Not only to manifest his glory.
也要我们向世人做见证。
But also as a testimony to the world.
这是刚刚牧师教我们背的经节里面所谈，让人家知道我们是他的门徒。
And this is what the verses that the pastor picked. It says that so that people will know that we are his disciples.
所以我们这里看到为什么要合一。
So we'll have looked at why the need for unity.
那我们现在看第二点。
Now let's look at the second point.
在第二节跟第三节这里。
In verses 2 and 3.
谈到合一的表现。
The manifestation of unity.
你说既然我们必须要合一。 我们怎么知道是我们合一呢？我们怎么看得出来呢？
Since we have to be united, but how can we tell that we are united?
那么我自己跟大家分享两段经节，就是用爱心 互相宽容也印在我们的节目表上哈。
The two verses I'd like to share with you is printed in the bulletin, bearing with one another in love.
然后用和平彼此联络。
Keeping unity of spirit through the bond of peace.
所以这比较完整的是用和平彼此联络来保守在主里的合一。
Other words, that using the bond of peace to keep the unity of the spirit.
那么我们来思想一下。
Let's meditate on this.
什么叫用爱心互相宽容？
Bearing with one another in love, what does it mean?
宽容的英文翻译都是 bearing。 那 bearing 是什么意思？
What does bearing mean?
我们想一想，互相容忍容易不容易？
Is it easy to bear with each other?
互相包容容易不容易？
To forbear each other, is it easy?
这里谈到用爱心互相包容。
Here it says to bear with each other in love.
所以要有爱。
We need to have love.
那么什么是爱？
So the next question is, what is love?
那么第二点说要怎么样？我们要用和平彼此联络，要有和平。
Second point is keep the unity of the spirit in through the bond of peace. We need to have peace.
在我们当中有没有和平？
Do we have peace among us?
这谈到两个字，一个是爱，一个是和平。
So these two words, love and peace.
我相信不会有一个人站起来说我们教会里没有爱。没有和平。
I believe nobody will stand up today and say our church doesn't have love, doesn't have peace.
我相信我们有。
I believe we have them.
可是我们有的时候要思想一下，我们有多少。
But we need to think how much do we have.
什么是爱？
What is love?
谁可以给基督徒的爱下一个最好的定义？
Who can give a definition of Christian love?
保罗做了。
Paul did.
在哥林多前书第十三章。
In First Corinthians chapter 13.
我们不必去翻，你们都应该会唱这首诗，会不会？
We don't need
这是可以唱的。
We can actually sing this.
假如你们不会唱的话，以后我们在礼拜五晚上团契的分享的时候，或者是查经班，我们都可以唱这首诗。
If you want to learn this song, you can do it.
这里面讲很多点。
There are many points to this.
我只跟大家分享三点可以帮助我们合一的爱。
I just want to share three points so that we can have this unity in love.
在这个哥林多前书十三章里谈到爱，谈到两个地方谈到忍耐，一个说恒久忍耐，一个说是凡事忍耐。
In First Corinthians chapter 13, it says, first of all, it starts out love is patient, and then we should have long suffering.
然后也谈到说，爱是不求自己的益处。
And then says love does not seek its own.
爱是不计算他人的恶。
And love does not take into account a wrong suffered.
不计算他人的恶。
Does not count others wrong.
恒久忍耐。
To be patient.
凡事忍耐。
And be patient in all things.
需要什么？
What do we need to achieve that?
需要我们有控制的能力。
We need to have self-control.
这就是互相包容，那个包容两个字的意思。
This is the meaning of bearing.
Bearing, 假如你问 Mr. Webster, 他说是什么？
If you ask Mr. Webster, you want to find out the meaning of bearing.
他告诉我们说，这定义是要，英文讲是 to carry and sustain a heavy burden, 要能够承受一个很重的担子。不容易。
It's not easy.
你不计算他人的恶吗？
You don't want to count other people's wrongs.
有人得罪了你。
If somebody wrongs you.
你不计较吗？
You don't care about it.
你有机会就要抱怨吗？
If you have a chance, you want to complain about it.
一个基督徒，假如能够随时随地原谅人。这个基督徒的品德。
If a Christian can forgive whenever he needs to, that is a Christian virtue.
其实不但如此，对基督徒。
Not only for a Christian.
对每一个人,
to everybody.
能够原谅人,
it's always a virtue to be able to forgive.
三个礼拜以前我在 Cape Town 开会。
3 weeks ago, I was in Cape Town for a meeting.
这个会议里面发表很多的文章。
During the meeting, there were many papers.
大家做的研究的结果,
the result of many research.
有一个怎么英文叫 symposium 哈, 有一个 symposium 专门讲的就是原谅人。
During a symposium, forgiveness is being talked about.
这个 forgiveness 很重要。
It's very important.
我一直没想到，居然有那么多人花了那么多时间去研究。 这个题目,
I didn't realize so many people spend so much time to study this topic.
一个人心理上的健康,
a person's psychological health,
跟你能不能原谅人大有关系,
is really heavily related to the willingness to forgive.
他们可以研究出 一个能够原谅人的人跟不原谅人的人在不同方面的分别。
From their research, they can find a big difference between one who is willing to forgive and one who isn't.
他们甚至可以用 PET scan 去研究怎么 metabolize 不同的地方都可以看得出来。
Okay, they can even use PET scan to find out the metabolism.
也许你说这样一定是有的人 天生就可以原谅人，有人天生就不能原谅人。
Maybe you can say that there are people who are just born with the ability to forgive and others who don't have it.
可是我不相信。
But I don't believe that.
假如你能够真正原谅人的时候， 你会觉得心里面突然间一个重担就没有了。
If you can truly forgive, you'll discover right away a burden within your heart is lifted.
这是不计较人的恶。
This is not to take an account of wrong done.
有一个年轻人病得很重。
There was a young person who was very sick.
他已经是，大家都知道他已经是绝望了。
Everybody knew he was in terminal situation.
医生也跟他谈了。
Even the doctor told him.
他也了解了。
And he realized that too.
他也接受了。
And he accepted that.
可是他心里很不安定。
Yet he didn't have peace in his heart.
他一天到晚在挣扎。
He struggled all day long.
所以呢，医生就问他。
And so the doctor asked him.
所以你为什么不能够安心呢？
Why can't you have peace?
他没有回答。
He did not reply.
两天以后，
Two days later,
他爸爸来了。
His father came.
然后他跟他爸爸 花了很多时间在一起。
He spent a lot of time with his dad.
他爸爸离开以后，
And after his father left,
他就很平安。
He had peace.
人家就问他，
And so he asked his patient,
What? 你的爸爸跟你讲什么， 让你得到这么平安？
What did your father tell you so that you can have this peace now?
他说， 不是我爸爸跟我讲什么。
He said, It's not what my father said.
他说是因为， 我求了我父亲原谅我过去得罪他的地方。
It's because I pleaded with my forgiveness.
总算把他的一个重担放掉。
And finally, his burden was lifted.
我们中国人说人之将死，其言也善。
The Chinese say that when a person is approaching death, whatever he says are good.
我们不要忘记。
Don't forget.
能够原谅人是个福气。
The ability to forgive is really
对我们自己有好处。
It's good for us.
圣经说，含怒不可到日落，是吧？
The Bible says that you let your anger go till sunset.
假如一点都不含，不是更好？
So it's even better not even to have anger.
假如你早上生气要等到日落才能够放掉，那太长一段时间了哈。
Because if you get angry in the morning and then have left till sunset, it's a very long time.
所以我们彼此要互相容忍。
So we should bear with each other.
用爱心。
In love.
不计算他人的恶。
And not to take account of wrong suffer.
不求自己的益处。
And do not seek our own.
那么第二点，我们要怎么样用？ 和平彼此联络。
The second point is how do we preserve the unity of the Spirit.
这里的英文哈, 用的联络, 是用的一个字, 叫做 bonding, bond.
Bond. Another English translation is bond, in the bond of peace.
我们这里有很多年轻的父亲母亲们,
we have many young parents here.
你们在这个怀孕的时候,
when the mom was pregnant,
对,医生有没有跟你们说, 说你们小孩子出生的时候, 一定要跟他 bond.
Did the doctor tell you that when your baby is born, you should bond with them?
或者我哪一天我说请麦小玲我们两个人去钓鱼去。
Maybe one someday I'll say to brother Man Xiaoling, let's go fishing.
或者我跟天堂说我们去看球去。
Say to brother 天堂, let's go to watch a football game.
你说我们管那个叫什么?
What do we call that?
叫没有 bonding. 我们要彼此要连结。
That's male bonding with each other.
他这里说是用和平来彼此连结。
So we should preserve the bond, unity in the bond of peace.
我刚刚没带一本诗本上来，没有。没有。OK，我为什么要诗本？
Why do I need a hymn book?
诗篇，诗歌408首。
Hymn 408.
你们都有诗篇，把它打开来。
If you have a hymn book, please turn to that, 408.
我们每一次唱诗的时候, Horace 就跟我们讲, 这是我们熟悉的。
Whenever we are singing a hymn, Horace will say, this is a familiar one.
每一个月我们领圣餐的时候,
every month for the Lord's Supper,
领完以后,
after that,
牧师都叫我们唱这一首诗。
The pastor will always tell us to sing this hymn.
你们有没有领受到牧师的苦心在这里？
Do you understand why he's doing it?
我不会唱，也不会唱给你们听，你们不要怕。
I can't sing, I won't sing to you, so don't fear.
我来念一下这些歌词哈。
I'll read
我们来仔细的思想。
Instead, let's meditate on the word.
这是诗歌408首。
Hymn 408.
福斋细连妙节, 在主爱中同心, 教会圣徒心灵团契, 在地。 如在天堂，信中在父座前同心虔诚祈祷，同心虔诚祈祷，同一艰难安乐关心，安乐关心，同一希望目标，大家分担忧患，大家分肩重担。 大家共赏同情之泪，大家临息悲伤，信众生离死别，不向世人哀痛，天上人间借主同心，离别终必重逢。我们可以下次唱的时候仔细思想。 也许我们把这个词把它写下来，回家有机会就多多的思想。
Maybe we can copy down the words and go home meditate more on it. Next time when we sing it, we can meditate more too.
我们领主圣餐的时候，我们是一主一心一许。
When we take the Lord's Supper together, it's one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
我们怎么知道我们是合一？
How do you know we have unity?
这个诗歌勉励我们。
This hymn encourages us.
所以我们现在看到了所谓的合一，为这个是怎么样表现出来的。
So first of all, we have seen the manifestation of unity.
那你要问了。
Now you ask.
我们要怎么做才能够合一呢？
What should we do to achieve unity?
保罗回答。
Paul replied.
他说不是怎么做。
He's saying, no, it's not what you can do.
是我们的。 心态,
it's really our mindset.
也可以说是我们基督徒应该有的一种品德。
Or you can say it's a Christian virtue.
他这里讲了有三点。
There are three points.
这个我把它认为这三点是我们合一的基础。
And I feel these are the foundations of unity.
所以我们应该把我们的合一建立在这三个基督徒的品德上面。
We should build our unity on these three Christian virtues.
只要我们仔细等一下思想的话, 没有这三个重要的品德, 我们没有办法能够做到合一。
We meditate carefully, we can come to the realization that without these three important things, we cannot have unity.
所以这三个是谦虚,
three things are humility,
温柔,
lowliness,
跟忍耐,
and patience.
我们花点时间来思想每一点哈。
We'll spend time to look at all three points.
谦虚,
humility.
有人告诉我,
somebody told me,
在这个希腊话里面没有谦虚这个字, 没有humility这个字。
So in the Greek language, there's no such word as humility.
所以很多英文翻译是用 poor in spirit 或者是 lowliness.
So in the English translation comes out as lowliness or poor in spirit.
谦虚是什么? 是所谓登山宝训里面的第一个福气。
This is the first blessing in the Sermon of the Mount.
我们看马太福音第五章是吧? 马太福音第五章我们看一下。
Matthew 5, let's look at that, the Beatitude.
马太福音的第五章的第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
虚心的人有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
换句话说, 虚心是基督徒的品德里面的最重要的一个。
In other words, that poor in spirit is the most important aspect of the Christian virtue.
那么你可以说, 问我, 虚心跟合一有什么关系?
Then maybe you ask me, what's the connection between poor in spirit and unity?
那我的回答怎么讲呢?
And my answer will be,
我们从反面来看,
let's look at from the opposite angle.
什么是不合一?
What is disunity?
什么会让我们不合一?
What causes disunity?
这个问题很容易回答。
This can be answered very easily.
只有一个字,
it's one word.
就是英文字是一个, 中文字是两个, 骄傲,
pride,
或者是傲。 傲让我们不合一。
Pride causes disunity.
可是呢, 假如我们说, 谦虚是基督徒最重要的品德,
but if we say humility is the most important Christian virtue,
我们也可以说, 傲是属世人的最重要的品德。
We can say that pride is the most important secular virtue.
我们属世的教导,
for the secular teachings,
注重在傲,
emphasize pride.
因为这个傲让我们去努力追求。
Because this pride will spur us on.
这个傲使得我们要去 聚集我们的财产。
The pride spurs us on to gather more wealth.
让我们去在人面前自夸。
So that we can boast before people.
让我们觉得我们比别人好。
Enables us to think better than we really are.
实际上从属灵的观点，属世的观点来看, 谦虚是看作一种缺点。
So from the worldly point of view, humility actually is a vice.
可是呢, 骄傲到底会怎么样?
But what will happen to pride?
会破坏我们。
It destroys.
会让我们跟人家分开。
It will divide us from other people.
骄傲带给我们无穷的负担。
It will bring the endless burdens on us.
你相信吗?
Do you believe that?
下面让我来问你哈。
Let me ask you.
你能不能够忍受别人比你好?
Can you bear it if others are doing better than you?
你能不能忍受别人比你有钱?
Can you bear it if others are richer than you?
你能不能忍受别人比你聪明?
Can you bear it if others are smarter than you are?
你能不能忍受别人比你名誉高?
Can you stand others' better reputation?
你能不能忍受别人房子比你大？
Can you stand it if others' house is bigger than you?
你能不能忍受别人的太太比你太太漂亮？
Can you stand it if your other person's wife is prettier than yours?
哦，更重要，你能不能忍受别人儿子比你儿子聪明？
Or more importantly, can you stand it if other person's children are smarter than yours?
这些东西可以压得我们透不出气来。
These are like burdens, this unbearable burden.
这是我们的傲。
That's created by pride.
所以主耶稣说什么？
Therefore, what did Jesus say?
就是烦劳苦服重担的到我这里来。
Come unto me, all ye who are labored and heavy laden.
马太福音十一章二十八节，对不对？我们都熟悉。
Matthew 11:28.
你说谁是劳苦服重担的？
Who are the labored and heavy burden?
就是那些不能够容忍别人比他好的。
They are the ones who cannot accept others better than they are.
那就是我们。
And that's us.
包括我在内。
Including me.
我们多多少少都有这个傲在里面。
To a certain degree, all of us have pride.
我最近在看一本很好的书。
Lately, I've been reading a very good book.
是 A.W. Tozer 写的《The Pursuit of God》，追求神。
By A.W. Tozer, The Pursuit of God.
他在这本书里面，他给这个傲称为是叫做傲的罪 ，Sin of Pride, 傲之罪。
In his book, he described this pride as a sin, pride of a sin of pride.
The Mother Teresa 也给他起一个名字叫做 egoism.
The Mother Teresa described it as egoism.
可以说是自我中心哈 ，egoism.
Self-centeredness.
所以我们可以看得出这个傲到一个极点，对我们来是有最大的破坏。
And so taken to the extreme, pride will really destroy us.
也是因为这个傲让我们没有办法更像神更像耶稣。
And this pride prevents us from being more like God or more like Jesus.
因为耶稣可以说是最好的榜样让我们学习怎么样也可以谦虚。
Because Jesus is our best example of humility.
所以我们要应该怎么样呢？
Therefore, what should we do?
我们应该用耶稣的谦虚来抵挡我们自己的傲。
So we should use Jesus' humility to resist our own pride.
耶稣要我们负他的轭，因为他的轭轻省，对不对？
Jesus wants us to carry his yoke because his yoke is light.
我们试想耶稣的谦虚在哪里？
Let's meditate on Jesus' humility. Where can we find it?
耶稣不求别人赞美他。
Jesus did not ask for other people's praise.
我们求。
And we do.
耶稣不希望别人看重他。
Jesus did not ask others to value him.
我们看重。
But we do.
耶稣不轻视别人。
Jesus did not despise others.
我们轻视别人。
But we do.
耶稣可以爱那不可爱的。
Jesus loves the unlovable.
我们办不到。
But we can't.
耶稣为别人可以牺牲他自己。
Jesus sacrifices himself for others.
我们不肯。
But we won't.
耶稣可以原谅那得罪他的人。
Jesus can forgive those who transgress against him.
我们不肯。
But we don't.
所以
Therefore,
我们要学耶稣的榜样。
We have to learn from Jesus' example.
所以我们要，刚刚我们唱过这首诗歌，要更像耶稣。
So the hymn we just sang to be more like Jesus.
每一件事情都是从最基本、最简单的地方开始。
We start from the simplest thing.
我们要爱心互相包容。
Share with each other in love.
是合一的表现。
It's a manifestation of unity.
不求自己的益处。
Do not seek our own.
不求别人赞美我们
and do not seek others' praise.
不记别人的恶
do not keep account of others' wrong.
我们愿意原谅那些得罪我们的人
we're willing to forgive those who wrong against us.
这是谦虚带来的结果
that's the result, the fruit of humility.
跟一个谦虚的人在一起
to be with a humble person.
跟一个骄傲的人在一起
or to be with a prideful person.
你可以有个选择。
You have a choice.
你也可以选择跟别人在一起我要谦虚，或者跟别人在一起我要骄傲。
You also can have a choice whether to be a humble person or prideful person when you are with other people.
那么保罗说的三个品德里面的第二点，我们说是温柔。
The second point that Paul mentioned for unity is gentleness.
或者说是顺服，或者是 meek.
Or the submission or meek.
有人说顺这个温柔是谦虚所生的果子。
Somebody said that gentleness is the fruit of humility.
温柔顺服也是属世的教导所不重视的。
Gentleness and submission are overlooked by the world.
我为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say that?
在现在的社会的这个价值观里面，
In the today's world's value,
我们注重的是，我们教导的是什么样的人？
What kind of education do we have?
我说的不是 属灵方面啊，是属世的。
I'm talking about the worldly system.
我们受过属世的教育。
We have gone through the worldly education.
我们每一天都跟属世的人交导、交触。
And we are in touch with people in the world every day.
我们小孩子念书也是属世的教育。
And our children went through the worldly education system.
属世的人教不教导我们的小孩子要温柔、要顺服？尤其那个 meek 那个字很多人都不喜欢啊。
Does the world teach our children to be humble, to be gentle, to submit? Especially the word meek, nobody likes.
属世的教我们是要维护自己的权利，要自我表现，就一个字叫 self-assertiveness.
The worldly system teaches us to look out for our own benefits and also to be assertive.
Yeah.我们要求维护我们自己的利益。
We have to guard our own interests.
甚至于到一个部分，我们会盛气凌人。
To the point that we are become so prideful.
所以呢，我们来思想。
Therefore,
这个情形会造成什么后果
？Where will this all these lead to?
你愿意跟一个这样的人在一起吗？
Do you want to be with such a kind of person?
其实我们都不愿意。
And I think the answer is no.
可是我们一般的生活上呢，跟这个相反。
But in everyday life, it's different.
我们所看的例子也跟这个相反。
Everything we see is opposite to this.
我们刚刚纪念过主耶稣受难跟复活。
We just remembered Jesus' suffering and his resurrection.
但我问你一个问题哈。
Let me ask you a question.
在历史上有哪一个有名的将军出去打了胜仗，回来的时候不都是骑个很高大、很雄壮的马，对不对？
Do you recall in history whenever a general was victorious, when he returned home, he'll ride on a big, huge horse?
哪一个将军进来是骑一个驴驹？
Was there any general that rode home on a colt, a little donkey?
主耶稣进来是骑一个驴驹，对不对？
Jesus said so. He rode on a donkey.
假如说今天美国的总统到中国去访问。
If just for example, the President of the United States visits China today.
中国政府要欢迎他。
And the Chinese government wants to extend welcome.
会有一个很好的所谓的车队 motorcade 去来欢迎他，对不对？
And he will be met by a motorcade.
你想他们用什么车子？
What kind of car do they have in the motorcade?
他们会不会去找了十部 Volkswagen 来接他？
Do you think they use 10 Volkswagens?
这就是为什么我说我们属世的教导不让我们，并不鼓励我们在人面前要温柔，要顺服，驯服。
That's why I was saying that the worldly education does not teach us to be are gentle and submissive.
那么圣经上有很好的教导,
but the Bible has very good teaching.
教导我们怎么样可以做到温柔跟顺服。
Teaches us how to be gentle and submissive.
我们看一下提多书。
Let's look at Titus.
提多书第三章。
Titus 3.
提多是不是在哥罗西的后面？ 不是在提摩太后书的后面？ 第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
这里呢, 第二节告诉我们有两点。
Verse 2 tells us 2 points.
不要毁谤, 不要争竞。 不要毁谤是什么意思？
To malign no one, what does it mean?
不要说人家的坏话。
Do not say anything bad about others.
不要到处挑拨离间。
Do not spread gossip and division.
不要在教会里面，在任何的聚会里面传闲语。
Do not just spread idle talks around.
真言有一句话说得很好，我就念给大家听就好哈。真言第17章第9节说：“遮掩人过的，寻求仁爱，屡次挑错的，离间密友。”这很有道理。我们常常讲各式各样的坏话，离间人。
In the Proverbs 17:9 says, "He who covers the transgression seeks love, but he who repents treats a matter separate, intimate friends."
这是我们随时随地要警戒。
There's something that we should keep in mind all the time.
有人把这个所谓的挑拨离间传闲语啊张家长李家短的 称为是一个恶性的流。
Somebody described this spreading rumors and gossips, causing divisions, described it as a cancerous cell.
一个 在一个身体里面,
in a body,
恶性的细胞对这个身体的破坏，就好像在一个教会里面有人在这边传闲语、挑拨离间。
A malignant cancer cell destroys the body in the same way as these malignant gossips in the church. How it destroys the church too.
有的时候，我们有人勉励我们说。 假如你找不到什么人有什么好话来说的话，你干脆就不要说。
Sometimes we're encouraged if we don't have anything good to say about anybody or anything, just don't talk.
其实你不要不但不要说别人的坏话。
Not only are we not to say bad things about.
我们真是应该学保罗一个好的榜样。
We should really learn from Paul, his good example.
保罗有什么好榜样?
What is his good example?
保罗很会说造就人的话。
Paul really knew how to say words that are edifying.
假如我们能够说几句造就人的话多好。
How good it is we can say something that edifies.
所以他第二点说不要争竞。
The second one is not to be contentious.
换句话说，我们不要跟人争辩。
In other words, we should not be fighting with others.
或者是不要说话来让人家生气。
Or to make others angry by our speech.
或者是常常跟人家争辩, 有的时候我们说这个人总是要说 the last word.
Or always have to have the last word.
那么我们应该像保罗一样, 能够说出话来不到造就人, 说出话来能够彼此之间很和谐、很和平。
And not only do we have to learn from Paul to say edifying words, but we should promote unity.
所以你看提多书第二章说不要毁谤、不要争竞、总要和平、向众人大显温柔。 这就是温柔的表现。
Titus 3, verse 2 says to malign no one, to be uncontentious, rather be gentle, showing every consideration for all men. Now these are foundations of unity.
这里叫我们不要跟别人争辩。
Here tells us not to be contentious.
保罗的要求更高。
And Paul has set a higher bar for this.
你们回去可以看罗马书哈。 在罗马书十二章十九节，保罗告诉我们，不但不要争辩，假如人家得罪你，你都不要去伸冤，这更不容易。
And in Romans 12:19, Paul says that not only do we not quarrel with others, but if others wrong us, we don't even revenge ourselves.
做得到吗？我们
？Can we do that?
能够忍受这口气吧
？Can we take this?
可以咽得下去啊
？Can we swallow it?
Sometimes I just can't swallow that. 不容易啊，能把这口气咽下去，这是我们应该做到的。
But this is something we should do.
我们中国是息事平什么？息事平人还是？你们教导我一下，能够让人之间彼此有和平。
That we should promote.
这是我们应该做到的。
This is something we should do.
那么有一句话讲得很有意思。
There's a saying that's very good.
中文给他翻是这样哈，假如一个人能够慢慢的生气的人。要比一个强有力的人更好。一个人如果能够控制他自己的情绪的人，他要比一个能够占领一个城市的人更强壮。
This is a good saying. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He that rules his spirit is stronger than he that takes the city.
所以换句话说，温柔强调一点。
In other words, gentleness stresses one point.
要控制我们的情绪。
To be able to control our emotions.
要慢慢的发气。
There should be slow to anger.
要快快的原谅人。
Be quick to forgive.
最后一个。
The last point.
叫做忍耐。
Patience.
这里有三个英文字、啊、用的不同的地方，一个是忍耐，一个是。坚忍啊，一个更是不容易的叫做 forbearing， 这个字我在中国字典上找不到怎么翻译法，就是谈到我们不但是忍耐，要用力的忍耐，要决心的忍耐，要花很多的力量来忍耐。
The three words are patience, long suffering and forbearing.
忍耐不容易，
Not easy to
的确确不容易。
Indeed, it's not easy.
我们刚刚说温柔要控制自己的情绪。
We just said that gentleness, for gentleness, we need to be self-controlled.
有人说忍耐是真是控制不要发怒。
And somebody said that patience is to hold down on anger.
你知道美国这个社会每一年花多少钱在治疗人所谓的 anger management?
Do you know how much money the American society spends on anger management?
有的人吃药，
Some takes medicine,
有的人做 therapy，
others will
治疗
therapy,
有心理治疗，有行为治疗，
psychological or, action,
这个不容易，
none of these are easy.
所以这一些是保罗在这里勉励我们。
So Paul is, admonishing us here.
所以我们不但要控制我们的脾气，
Not only do we have to control our anger,
而且要怎么样，要坚持到底，永不放弃。
We have to persist and persevere to the end, and not to give up.
不容易来控制我们自己的怒气。
Not easy to control our anger, our temper.
那我们看两节经节，一个在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's look at two verses. The first is from 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
五章十四节。
5:14.
我们又劝勉弟，又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。这里谈到勉励灰心的人。
Here we are told that we should admonish the encourage the faint-hearted.
扶助软弱的人。
Help the weak.
也要向众人忍耐。
And be patient with all men.
我们怎么能够做到忍耐的工作？
How can we be patient?
雅各书给我们更好的例子，我们不必去查。雅各书是教导我们怎么样在圣经里面从先知的身上学习忍耐的工作。
In the book of James, we are taught how we can learn to be patient by the examples of the prophets of old.
谁就这是最好的例子？
Who was the best example?
约伯。
Job.
在我们不但忍耐不发脾气，
Not only do we control our temper，
更不容易的是在我们受苦的时候我们要忍耐。
And more so, we should be able to persevere when we are under suffering.
你说受苦受忍耐怎么会影响到不忍耐影响到教会里的合一呢？
If you ask how can the inability to be patient under suffering affect church unity?
假如我今天不舒服，
Okay, just for example, I don't feel good today.
或者我有很严重的病，
Oh, I am very sick.
我心里很不高兴。
And I don't feel good at all.
为什么我有这么重的病，他坐在那里好好的？
Why am I so sick and he isn't?
或者我今天情绪不好，家里面吵了架。
Or if I am down today because I had a fight at home.
到了教会里面一副长脸。
So I came with long face.
人家跟你讲话，你也不愿意，爱理不理。
And when people greet you, you don't want to return the greeting.
你让在你旁边的人都感觉到不舒服。
And you make others around you uncomfortable.
约伯可以向大家抱怨了。
Job had every right to complain to everybody.
他所有的全都一下子都不见了。
Because everything he possessed was taken away right away.
所以爱是要恒久忍耐。
So love is long suffering.
所以我们要不但忍耐，而且不要记人的恶。
Not only do we have to be patient, we should not take account of.
我们不要把任何事情怀恨在心。
We should not keep anger in our hearts.
所以我们对人不要过分的要求。
So we should not have an unrealistic expectations of others.
这些都是我们人与人之间彼此互相包容，彼此互相联络。
So this is what it means to be bearing with each other and to have to be maintaining a good love with each other.
我们今天谈到三点。
We talked about three points today.
我们为什么要有合一？
Why do we have unity?
是神的命令。
It's God's command.
神的旨意。
It's God's will.
更重要是神给我们的福气。
And more importantly,
我们看到合一的福气。
For us, we'll look at the blessings from unity.
我们也知道我们怎么样在教会里面有合一的表现。
And we have seen how we can have the manifestation of unity in our church.
我们也知道做起来不容易。
We know it's not easy to do it.
我们可以彼此互相勉励。
So we can encourage each other.
怎么样学习忍耐的功课？
How to learn the lesson of patience.
怎么样学习温柔的功课？
The lesson of gentleness.
怎么样学习谦卑的功课？
The lesson of patience, of gentleness, of meekness.
在结束的时候，我跟大家分享从 Mother Teresa 的一个 quotation.
As I close, I'd like to have a quotation from Mother Teresa.
她这样说。
She said.
爱常常带来痛苦。
True love causes pain.
耶稣为了要向人证明他对我们的爱，他死在十字架上。
Jesus, in order to give us the proof of his love, died on the cross.
一个母亲为了要生孩子，她要忍受痛苦。
A mother, in order to give birth to her baby, has to suffer.
假如你我们真真正正彼此相爱。我们就需要能够不能够避免牺牲自己。
If you really love one another, you will not be able to avoid making sacrifices.
我们刚一开始我说我们怎么知道我们教会有成长？
I asked the question, how do we evaluate church progress? Where I just started.
假如我们就像 Mother Teresa 说的。
If we are like Mother Teresa.
我们自己都愿意。为我们每一个人自己做，为教会做一点牺牲。
All of us are willing to make some sacrifices for the church.
这是我们开始的一个好的开始。
And that is a good beginning for all of us.